Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Good evening, I'm Chua Tian Tian with your Market View. And on a Friday, let's talk about gold today. With inflation setting new records in the Eurozone and reaching a 40-year high in the US, some market watchers are turning their attention to look at gold as a safe haven asset to hedge against uncertainties. But while inflation and economic uncertainties usually support gold prices, rising interest rates around the world are increasing the opportunity cost of holding on to the non-yielding asset. So that leaves several questions. Should we be investing in gold right now? What are the prospects and the longer-term value in holding gold? And how should we go about investing in gold? And for more, let's speak to Shao Kai Fan, the global head of central banks at the World Gold Council. Mr. Fan, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
So take us through, for a start, to what extent can safe haven assets like gold help us hedge against the ongoing inflation?
You know, I think gold can play an important role in many portfolios as a hedge against inflation, but also as a diversifier when there is such significant volatility across so many different asset classes like we're seeing right now. Gold generally exhibits very low correlations to other asset classes, which makes it very useful as ballast in a portfolio during turbulent times like we're seeing right now.
But at the same time, Mr. Fan, we are seeing central banks around the world raising the interest rates. And with rising interest rates, depositing your money will yield more interest, bond yields will increase, and that increases the opportunity cost of holding on to gold. So all in, should investors be investing in gold now or should they not, and why?
Yeah, it's true that rising interest rates are generally a headwind for gold. However, we believe that much of the policy changes from central banks have already been priced into the gold price. And gold also typically outperforms after the first hike of a tightening cycle in the U.S. In fact, historically, on average, gold produced a median return of about 10% in the first 6 months after previous tightening cycles by the Fed. But it's also important to look not just at nominal rates, but real rates, which take inflation into account. And right now, real rates are still quite low.
As you mentioned that the gold prices usually increase about 6 months after a rate hike, should investors be investing in gold for the long term or for the short term?
You know, I think every investor has to make that decision for himself or herself. Our view at the World Gold Council is gold can play an important role for almost every portfolio as a strategic aspect of that portfolio. But I think that, you know, every investor has to look at how their portfolio is constructed and then maybe understand how gold might impact the overall portfolio to make that assessment.
But take us through at the moment, how is the demand for gold right now and what are some of the key market trends that we should be aware of?
Demand for gold in the first quarter of this year is quite robust, up 34% actually versus Q1 in 2021. And much of that strong demand came from investors in moving into gold products like gold ETFs, especially because of the rising geopolitical tensions. Central banks also bought double the amount of gold in the first quarter versus Q4 of last year. But the jewelry market for gold was a little bit soft because momentum was sapped because of lockdowns in large jewelry markets like China.
So what is the outlook then for gold, let's say in the markets like China and all that now with the gradual reopening and Asian markets, like for instance, we're talking about China's reopening after those lockdowns?
I think that's generally going to be very helpful because China, of course, is the world's largest center of demand for gold. So certainly for the jewelry market in China, the openings will mean more people go out and spend more and hopefully buy more gold jewelry as a result. So I think generally there's some optimism in that area.
Okay. And now if you're just tuning in, we're now speaking to Shao Kai Fan, the global head of central banks at the World Gold Council. Mr. Fan, maybe let's turn our attention to look at central banks. In your 2022 Central Bank Gold Reserve Survey, you mentioned that a quarter of central bank respondents intend to increase their gold reserves in the next 12 months. Why is that so?
Yes, that's right. 25% of the central banks in our survey say they have plans to add gold in the coming year. And of those with plans to add to their gold reserves, the top reason for doing so was a greater risk of a global financial crisis. Other major reasons were a higher perceived risk of economic crises in developed countries and also future changes in the global monetary system. So, you know, increasing role of the RMB, et cetera. So overall, it seems that central banks are sensing greater risks on the horizon and adding to their gold reserves as a way to manage that risk.
Mr. Fan, some of the observers at this time, though, believe that the demand of gold could fade down if the Fed successfully fights inflation without pushing the U.S. into a recession. Where are they coming from and what would you say to them?
I think there's still a lot of uncertainty about global growth prospects and the ability of central banks to stick a soft landing. But that being said, it's important to understand that gold is a multifaceted asset with many different components of demand. We've already talked about jewelry jewelry, for instance. If the global economy rebounds, that generally bodes well for gold jewelry demand. So it's actually quite hard to say how gold will perform, given that there's so many variables to consider.
Given the uncertainties and given the variables to consider, as you mentioned, what kind of longer-term value does gold present for central banks, for retail investors as well, to make the case for them to be holding on to their asset at this moment?
Sure. Well, I think for central banks specifically, because this is the area that I personally focus on, gold represents a very safe liquid asset that is apolitical, it has no credit risk, and it's universally accepted. It's a symbol of national strength and stability. But for retail investors, though, I think gold can diversify a portfolio and improve risk-adjusted returns in the long run. And it could also provide a degree of downside protection while also posting some notable returns when the economy is doing well, too.
So for investors who are looking to invest in gold, to buy gold at this moment, how should they go about investing in gold? ETFs or other alternatives that she should be looking at?
There are a lot of different gold products and different ways to access the gold market, of course. The World Gold Council has actually been working very hard to educate retail investors about best practices when investing in the gold market. In fact, we've developed a set of guidance called the Retail Gold Investment Principles, which specifically helps retail investors understand the ins and outs of the gold market. So, you know, I think it's really important to understand the details of the specific product you're looking for, whether it's, you know, buying bars or coins or using a financial product like a gold ETF. I'd encourage all of your listeners to look at our Retail Gold Investment Principles, which are all available online at retailinvestment.gold.
But certainly for our listeners, while on their drive home and all that, just very quick, what should they be cautious of, though, when investing in gold?
So I would look at things like premiums, for instance, you know, how far above or in some cases below the international price for gold you're buying your gold at. I would look, if you're buying physical bars and coins, of course, I think the reputation of the dealer is important. Knowing where your gold came from is important. And that's another very critical aspect of the gold market that the World Gold Council has been focusing on, making sure that gold is sourced ethically and responsibly. But I think most importantly, it's things like, you know, the transaction costs, the liquidity of that product, etc.
Certainly. And Mr. Fan, just before we let you go, is there any final advice for our listeners, retail investors, things that they should know?
Yeah, absolutely. The World Gold Council actually has a plethora of resources and data and reports available for free on our website for anybody who's interested in gold. Your listeners can look for the latest data on gold demand, understand the drivers of the gold price, or browse through basically an entire library of research reports on any topic related to gold. But I'd like to specifically highlight that we've published a report quite recent just for Singapore-based investors called The Relevance of Gold Singapore Edition. And this report specifically examines gold's value for a Singapore-based investor using a typical Singaporean retail investment portfolio as comparison and using Sing dollars as the base currency. So all of this is available for free on our website, goldhub.com.
So, Mr. Fan, just very, very quickly, I understand we said that it's the last question, but what are some key findings of that Singapore report that maybe you would like to flesh out?
I think it's really important for Singaporeans to look at gold as a way to enhance their portfolio returns, to be able to produce better risk-adjusted returns over the long run. You know, Singaporeans can actually access gold financial products through their CPF. I believe that you're able to invest in certain gold products through various CPF providers and funds. So that's something that every Singaporean can look at right now immediately.
All right, thank you very much. That was Shao Kai Fan, the global head of central banks at the World Gold Council.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.